Lord, why have you forgotten me? I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Psalm 42, verse 9. I can still see the expression on our little son's face. While attending the state fair, we had stopped beside the long slide that people speed down on gunny sacks. It was a new attraction in those days. When we turned to go on, our son headed into the dense crowd in the opposite direction. All at once, we realized that he wasn't with us. We went scrambling for him. Lost, that look on his little face said, forgotten. People who are facing death know that feeling. Sometimes, as they confront life's severest problem, even believers can't help thinking, what's the use? Nothing seems to make any difference. Who cares? They may not always say it, but sooner or later they think it. Even the strongest believers have days when they see only darkness and no stars. Days when death seems to be only a dead end on life's road instead of the on-ramp to heaven's highway. So they clam up, silently turning their backs on loved ones and even on their God. Like the psalmist, they cry out in despair to their God, why have you forgotten me? Forgotten me? How could God ever do that? There he hangs on Calvary's cross because he remembers me and dearly cares for me. There he sheds his precious blood for me that my sins might be forgiven. There he gives his life for me that I might share his life in heaven. He will not leave me helpless or hopeless, not even in the face of life's greatest problems. Underneath me at the moment of death will be his everlasting arms to cradle me and carry me safely home. When impending death pulls us into the pit of depression, doctors may help by prescribing medicine, but only Jesus, the rock of our salvation, can revive the flagging spirits of our souls and raise our eyes of faith to heaven's shore. We pray. Lord, I know you understand when I feel down and depressed. Don't leave me alone in this wilderness, but rescue me by assuring me of your saving love. Let your holy word and holy supper revive my sinking spirits and ready me for my departure. This I ask for your love's sake. Amen.
Thank you for listening. This devotion is brought to you from the Lutheran Home Association's Grateful Passing Booklet. After listening, we recommend journaling your thoughts. There are dedicated pages in the booklet, a free download on our website. This will allow you to explore your thoughts and feelings, remember your loved ones, or record your ongoing journey through grief. Sometimes, it can be comforting to look back and see how far you've come over time. Most of all, be assured that you can find comfort in God and His grace.